Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
The diversity within the LGBTQ plus community is part of what we have to offer right now. Our country is so fragmented. And here we have the LGBTQ plus world that is everywhere. We are in every state, every community. Whether folks realize it or not, we're in every family. There is no right or wrong way to be gay, to be queer, to be trans.
South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, the first openly gay top-tier presidential primary candidate, was one of nine Democratic presidential contenders at the LGBTQ Forum in Los Angeles, jointly hosted by the Human Rights Campaign and CNN last night. Today is National Coming Out Day, while the Supreme Court is in the midst of three cases regarding whether federal law protects LGBTQ people from workplace discrimination. At the forum, Bill Moore, plaintiff in one of those cases before the court, asked Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren how she would ensure passage of the Equality Act, which explicitly prohibits discrimination against people for gender identity or sexual orientation. Here was Warren's response.
We got to have some more Democrats in the Senate. I want our Republican friends to hear that in the United States Senate. I want them to know that people vote based on LGBTQ issues.
In all three Supreme Court cases, the Trump administration has sided with employers who fired their LGBTQ employees. President Trump has also banned transgender people from serving in the military. At least one challenger for the Republican nomination, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, has different views. While Republican primary candidates were not invited to this event, Weld spoke briefly about LGBTQ rights at Business Insider's GOP primary debate.
I came out for LGBTQ rights before anybody else did. I was by myself for 20 years on that. I appointed a slew of lesbian judges, gays and lesbians, to my cabinet. I presided over the marriage of two gay members of my cabinet. So I'm what you might call all in on this issue.
At the event last night, the organizers were called to task. Blossom C. Brown, a Black transgender woman, was handed the mic. From Lizette Trujillo, the mom of a transgender son who asked about inclusive sex education. The questioners had been pre-selected, and Brown criticized that no Black transgender person had been given the opportunity to ask a question, even though 20 trans people of color have been murdered so far this year.
Black trans women are being killed in this country, and CNN, you have erased Black trans women for the last time. Our lives matter. I am an extraordinary Black trans woman, and I deserve to be here.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.